Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Excuse me. well, that's something. This week has started off with an interesting turn of events, don't you think? We have had the United Kingdom say that we're now going to revoke COVID. COVID is done. We're not going to do any more COVID. And the parliament went crazy, and their MPs are going nuts, and the prime minister saying, no more COVID, done COVID. Everyone's going, yay, no more COVID bullshit. Ontario now is saying, we're going to relax our grip on COVID. We're going to back off of COVID. Oh, we're backing off. Oh, everything, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then out west, Bonnie there, old Bonnie, she's now saying, oh, we're going to be relaxed. We're going to be, because the people over there said, Chuck, you Farley, we're going to do what we want to do anyway. To hell with you. Now, a lot of you are going saying, yay, we're winning. Woo, we're not winning. Now, we got to have a certain level of sobriety here. I know y'all like to get a buzz, and I know a lot of you like to drink a little bit and smoke a little bit and toke a little bit, and that's okay. I got no problem with you smoking and toking and doing whatever. That is your affair, obviously. But before we have a party, before we get down to, you know, party down that we won, we didn't win. This year is an election year in Ontario. It's an election year in the United Kingdom. And there might be something going on with the politics in the out west as well. And you may be hearing this going on in a lot of other countries too. Don't relax your guard for 1 second. The moment these elections are done, they're going to have their foot so deep in your arse, you're going to think you're an Alberta oil well. They are playing the general population. This is another form of psychological warfare, because they're seeing that the natives are getting riled up and they need to defuse and disengage before it gets to an explosive event. Imagine if Canada, God forbid that Canada should completely wake up one day, still walking in their mind control state. If Canada would wake up one day and do what they did in Kazakhstan, I think I said that right now. Someone's going to say, for God's sake, it's okay. That place over there by Russia. If they ever woke up and did what they did over there, and took the politicians and dumped them in a dumpster, that would basically unravel everything that they've done to Canada in the last 2 years. Now, some are saying, well, they're doing this now because they got enough people injected and they can let them go now and they're going to go out and kill everybody else. That, and there might be some truth to that. That is very plausible. Very plausible. Hell, they did in Australia with the rabbits. You know, the killing all the rabbit population by injecting a bunch with a pathology that could actually make contact with other rabbits and infect them. So that is possible, but the more likely scenario in my mind anyway, from my perspective, is that this is going on to get everybody to relax and do whatever they're going to do. Now I'm going to tell you this. Between now and the time of these elections, if you're going to make a move on anything, stockpiling, prepping, relocating, now is the time to do it. This is probably a window of opportunity for a lot of you to make a change, if you need to make a change in some direction. Because once this is done, they're going to sew it up hard and tight. And my expectations are going to be military intervention, power outages to quell the panic. They're going to have the military come in. They're going to ration food. They may even come and take away everything you have prepped, so don't keep it close to you. I'm talking now primarily Canada, but it could happen anywhere. You know, someone mentioned something to me the other day, and I thought they actually worded it correctly, and the fact that they're so astounded at the mind control and how many people are under the influence of mind control. I thought, you know, she said that pretty good. I thought it was pretty well put verse, the way she versed the terminology. Because, quite frankly, this would explain it all. Now, we all say the same thing, nobody could be this stupid, but nobody could be this stupid. Really, when you think about it, right? I mean, who would be this stupid to literally march in to get a needle in your arm that has an untested material done to it and to people studies, and yet in all the animal studies that they've done, it wiped out the animal test subjects. Amazing. Then, you know, this is the other thing I get too, and I am astounded sometime when I hear people talking the way they talk. If you ask a lot of them what happened 2 years ago, they can't tell you. They have forgotten. We're seeing all this bullshit now with graphene, right? Graphene is like razor blades, graphene hydroxide, not graphene oxide, and blah-de-dee and blah-de-da, graphene. And it's causing bleeding, it's causing bleeding. Do you remember Johnson & Johnson? Do you remember AstraZeneca? So we forgot all about that. Remember when they first came out, people were having blood vessel damage? Blood bursting, blood vessels were bursting all over. People's legs were all red, arms were all red, bodies were all red. Remember that? Or have you forgotten that? Maybe they had graphene and those shots too, but nobody looked. See, when you're adding lipid nanoparticles to any technology, it's one thing to have a liposome. It's another thing to have liposomes on a nanoscale. Because, see, people don't realize something here. Let's say you take a teaspoon of oil. That's 5 mils or 5 grams. Depending on how, you know, you can go either way, same thing. 5 grams, 5 mils. That oil has a certain density and viscosity that your body can break down because it's in a micron level. But if you take that same oil and you make that on a nano level, that 5 mils may only cover maybe 100 to 200 milligrams on that spoon, because you've compacted those molecules to that size, on the nano size, to be able to compress that fat into that to that concentration. And then let's say you have a teaspoon of that concentration, you'd have literally thousands of liposome nanoparticles entering in a small area, which can now overwhelm everything. Blood vessels, cells, organs, capillaries, you know, brain. You know, people were having the shakes. Remember, they were all shook up and they couldn't control their shaking. They could barely walk because you had this stuff going into the brain, blocking or overloading the brain with these materials, because they're on the nanoscale. See, my take on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and dementia is all tied to nanotechnology or nanobiotech or nanogenetics. That the brain has gotten overloaded with these nanoparticles, which is causing the amyloid plaque to build up as a defense mechanism to keep these particles from accessing the brain and causing brain damage. As a result, it creates a damming effect so the blood can't flow to the brain like it should, bring the proper oxygen that's required, or the proper nutrients to keep the lipids in the brain functioning, and the ability to move the liperfusion out of the brain, which is basically free radical damage of damaged fat cells, to be removed out of the body. So now you've got an overload of liperfusion. You've got a higher than normal levels of carbon dioxide because you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain. And then you've got particles in the brain that are now causing congestion and interconnectivity among the cells, causing the brain to literally short out. It's called epigenetics. Medical field won't be there for at least another 15 years. At least another 15 years. The problem with the allopathic field is it's got too much bureaucracy and too much bullshit and too many lobbying groups that are lobbying them to sell these fucking drugs that do fuck all except cause fucking damage. You got it all there, straight salt of the earth, so now I hope you got it. That's all these drugs have ever done. Damaged, broken, debilitated, disabled. That's all they've ever done. The injections they gave our generation back in the mid-50s, they gave us 5 injections, one a year, to minimize any genetic damage, but it caused genetic damage. It shut down the GCMAF protein that our bodies were having at the time that protected us from over 70 different pathologies. A lot of the health issues that we are occurring today for a lot of us are a result of these injections they gave us in our youth. They were trying to reduce the longevity of life by giving these medications in the past so that they, at a certain point in time, we would die. Didn't happen. Something went wrong. I think God intervened. To be honest with you, that's my thinking. God intervened. God said, enough of this shit. Well, you mean I said it that way, but you know what I mean. I paraphrased that one. I really do. I think God had intervened because I think a lot of us should have already been dead from just those injections they gave us when we were from birth to 5 years old. And when you look at the polio vaccination and how a doctor had examined the day before they released the polio injection, that had live culture. They injected that shit in all of us from that error to protect us from polio. Polio was not a problem. But it was the excuse to inject poison into people. History is continually repeating itself time and time and time and time again. Mind control has been going on for quite some time. The methodology to instill mind control has become very proficient in these times. Nonetheless, if you had a charismatic speaker in the past, you had a religious leader or religious iconic figure in the past, a political iconic figure in the past, hell, if you had a Hollywood iconic figure in the past, that's all it would take to get a population to be misled or derailed from life. This is what they did. So when we're looking at all these wonderful things that the government has done for us, and the United Kingdom has come out and proclaimed that, and I got the link there, stating that they know that a lot of you that have been injected have now been genetically damaged permanently. Permanently. Somebody contacted me from Montreal today and asked me about the surge. Would it help anybody that's been injected? I said, no. He said, what should I tell people? I said, tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. It beats lying to the general population, giving you a bunch of bullshit, false hope. Because now everybody's waiting for somebody to come up with the answers instead of looking for the answers themselves. I criticize the so-called doctors that think they know what they're talking about. They don't have a effing clue. They have a piece of paper and a document saying that they're doctors, but doctors are stupid people, to be honest with you. It's not until they've had years and years of dealing with the general population and gaining some experience of knowing what to do with certain situations, but that takes time. Most of these doctors are still wet behind the ears. They're still crawling around in diapers. They have no idea of medicine. Even Culpepper used to say all the time that the Academy of Colleges were a bunch of idiots. You know what I found in this life? I'll tell you my profound experience in this life. I have found that people who have a piece of paper don't know what to do with it, even including wiping their ass. A lot of them don't know. A lot of them have learned the academia in order to get the documentation. And that's not that they're stupid, they're just not skilled. So what happens is they have learned from that piece of paper, or gained from that piece of paper, a document stating they have a status. That's it. They worked all their lives for a status that basically indicates that they have graduated or have gone through the hurdles and humps from an institution. That's all it means, really. And what I have found in this life, those people who never went to an educational institution and have been allowed to work on whatever they're working on are the more profound geniuses of the day, because they were not indoctrinated with a bunch of bullshit that won't tell them anything other than how to pass an examination that they were required to pass in order to get a grade. I'm not saying having a secondary education is a bad thing, but I'm just saying what I have found throughout my life anyway, there are people that have learned how to take things that they've gotten from university or college and have expanded on that and have moved forward, not just relying on what they were taught and the propaganda they were taught, but some of them have actually broken free from that propaganda and have actually moved on and evolved. That's an educated person. That's one who knows how to be educated or learned. So I have found most people that have a piece of paper and have a high degree, a lot of them can't tie their shoe with Velcro. A lot of them. Not all, but a lot of them. And I have found people that have worked on computers all their lives and are in and out of these systems and are studying these things all the time, studying code, writing code, putting together programs, that it is amazing to me they never went to any university to do this. And they're quite good at it. They're designing games. People are paying them money to design good games they can sell. So like I said, I have found that in medicine and in herbalism and in aromatherapy and in, oh hell, just about any other arts and molecular, I find a lot of people that are taking courses in these studies don't know shit from their ass. They really don't. Some do. Small number do. But the majority of them don't. Just like what we're seeing today with these injections. People are mind-controlled. The 80% are mind-controlled. They will never, ever, ever change. Never are they going to change. They're stuck. They're stuck until they're dead. The other 20% are going to move on and they're going to develop whatever they're going to develop to protect themselves and to defend themselves against hostile takeover by the government of their respective countries. This is what I see going to happen. This will eventually happen. We will see that those who are awake are not going to capitulate and are going to stand or make a stand one way or another against the governing bodies that will come after them. Through either a swarm, through either a bot, through either a drone, through either some kind of militaristic technology, but they will come after them. But those same smart people will be one step or two steps ahead about this technology, and they will find ways to neutralize it, for sure. That's what I'm seeing today. And I just talked to somebody about that very thing, and they were saying something about how they went to ask something, and the person couldn't answer them the question, or they couldn't do what was required. And they had to get somebody else. It's amazing today. It's utterly amazing today. Here we are, 2022. Imagine that. And we didn't get here because we were smart. We got here because we were guided. We're not that smart, you know. I recorded something, I was watching something, because I'm noticing the 7G technologies is coming out more and more in a lot of these shows, And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm thinking, holy geez, they're pulling out all the stops. So I was watching this thing called Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. And what alarmed me in this segment I saw was there was this fight scene. And these two women were fighting. And they were karate, kung fu, martial arts experts. Both of them very well versed in the art of, you know, hitting each other. So the one gets blindsided, knocked out. They take a blood sample. They have a computer. They plug in the blood sample, read the DNA, program the DNA into this mesh. This mesh then is put on the person's face. It then seals itself around the person's head and then takes on the exact likeness of that person based on the DNA that it had just read. You could not tell them apart. And I thought, holy shit. Here we are. Being told they had this level of technology. Infiltration with this kind of technology would be almost untraceable. Unless you had a machine that could read the frequency that mesh was emitting, you'd be no way you'd be able to tell those two people apart at all. Then I was talking to somebody, and they thought they had been thinking that a lot of politicians today may have had actors replace them, and they've had a type of alteration to their look so that they would look and sound just like prime ministers, premiers, MPs, congressmen, you know, senators, kings, queens. So it made me wonder, made me think, what if, hypothetically, speculatively, what if you're out in the bush and you got 10 couples, 20 people, and you're out there building your little haven, and things aren't going too good. And so you have a person that decides that they're going to step away for a while and come back. But in the interim, maybe that person gets abducted or taken by an official, by some sort of legal police forcing. Take them into the room, get a reading of their DNA, take a profile of their face, put somebody in there that's, you know, same size, whatever. Perfect match on the face, looks exactly like the person, has a little bit of data, memory from that person, and then comes back to the camp, comes back to the haven. How would you know what to do in that situation? What would you do? Again, this is all hypothetical. This is all speculative. I'm just giving you a scenario in your mind. Okay, somebody has left the group, come back, but that person that came back isn't that person that left, but looks exactly like the person who's just left. How would you be able to take a reading if you didn't have any electronic equipment, any AI-designed hardware? What would you do? What would you do? How would you make sure you weren't being infiltrated? Think about that for 1 second. I'm getting you to think a little bit tonight. I can smell the smoke. Shh. One of the ways to create a safety net. Early church had done this. They had passwords, passcodes. If you came to the structure, you'd have to use the word in order to be accepted into the church or to the assembly. Let's call it an assembly. Church doesn't have a very good terminology today because church does not reflect the body of Christ today. The church today reflects the body of Babylon. So let's say you're having an assembly, and in order for you to go to the assembly, how you had to be screened. How would they screen you? What would they do? What would you say? How would you say? What would be done? The one thing everybody needs to know in this situation before it ever gets to that point is anybody and everybody that you're with, whoever they may be, should have some kind of access code or secret code among the people that are close-knit. Now, you've been together for a long time, and you know each other, and you know each other well, and you know you've been through thick and thin together. I mean, it doesn't mean that the people that are there are completely trustable and reliable either. But the point I'm trying to make here is, if you have a code, a sequence of words, or a memory, or something that everybody could recall, so that when you saw each other, only the 4 or 10 or 20, whoever has this code, would be able to access that code, because they'd know about that code. It was a scenario in there where, after that had happened, the person that had switched places with the other person had went and got with the director. And so the director got suspicious because the woman did some things that were out of character. And the director caught it. So when he asked her, you know, about getting together and having the coffee that we're going to have whenever, 20 years before, and she agreed, he hit her square in the head. Bang! Some of you are saying, well, isn't that, you know, violence? Yeah, it is. Very much so. I liked it, but hey, that's me. Because he caught her in the deception. He caught her trying to infiltrate, and then he let her have it. Shut her down. See, that's what I'm talking about, and I'm presenting this because even though this is fiction, or perpetrated to be fiction, it may be more real than you realize. And this technology is more than likely currently happening, because they were talking about this 2 years ago, and being able to change your face with this same type of 3 or 4D printing of a mesh with your DNA code or somebody else's DNA code, to be able to put that into the mesh so that you would put it on and have exactly that tech. Now think about this. What if our politicians have been replaced by doppelgangers who are wearing this technology? We're on camera. How many of you have actually met the Prime Minister? How many of you actually met Mr. Joe Biden down in the United States, President Joe Biden? How many of you actually met him? What we see is what television is showing us. Television programming. What the television is programming us to see as reality. So what if these so-called leaders, and you know what, that one down in New Zealand, I gotta say, this, you know, kind of makes you wonder. Kind of makes you wonder. Is it alien or is it a person? Is it a man or a woman? Is that, what is it? Where did it come from? Was it discovered? Oh. I take a look at that, I shake my head. I go, are you kidding? You know, where's the vet here? Bring that needle. Put it out of its misery now. Oh, no, I'm not offending anybody in New Zealand. I'm sorry, but that's a strange duck, I gotta tell you, you got there. Ooh. You know, the one in Australia is not much better. I mean, where did they find these people? Where did they find these people? I mean, did they actually go down to hell with a shopping cart? Oh, I'll take one of those and one of those. Yeah, run my 666, put it on my credit card and come back. I mean, really? I'm not saying the one in Canada is any better either. No. I think the Commonwealth has lost its mind. Putting this kind of despotic evil in power? Amazing. But anyway. But what if the politicians, representatives that we think we know, or we think we are voting for, what if perhaps, maybe, they have been replaced, and this technology is what's there. Something to think about. Could be clones. But clones have a limited lifespan. But this technology can be replaced daily. or weekly. Something I wanted to share, because tech is becoming more weaponized by the day. People are playing games on their iPads and their cell phones and computers and arcades and television, whatever. But nobody's looking at the big picture of the games they're playing and what they're playing. And the scenario of these dreams and how they're presented. It's amazing when you look at a lot of the games out there today and how dark they really are. The imagery is dark. The characters are dark. You know, something to behold. Something to behold. I was listening to Klaus today, and they're talking about the European Chip Act. Now, for those of you in Europe, he comes right out and says that this chip is going to change your thinking. It's going to change your brain. And they want to pass this in Europe. You think maybe Elon Musk's Neuralink has already been made? You think Elon Musk's Neuralink has already been inserted, maybe into Elon Musk himself? I hear and obey, Igor. Igor, I hear and obey. What's next, Igor? Imagine that. So you might want to listen to this thing, because it's really interesting, the words and what he's saying. They are moving in such a confidence in regarding to mankind that they expect almost zero response or rebellion. That's how I'm reading them. They got these plans in action and they're moving accordingly, and they're speaking in a present future tense. In other words, they are going to make what they're going to make, and they're going to continue going to this level, the next level, and the level after that. These people that have taken power, or these evil creations that have taken power, don't care about anything in regard to life. It's all about what they can control. It's all about having power over people that they can control. It's all about having power over the country that they're residing in. It's about power, not about money. Not about money. The elite or the globalists or the people that are, you know, at the top of the food chain, if you will, or the bottom, depending on how you look at it. Money to them is no different than anybody else. It's a tool. Nothing more. Money can buy whatever you need to get built. Money can buy the best, smartest computer systems and computer networks on the planet. Money can, have a artificial intelligence computer, a quantum computer. Money is a tool, nothing more. It's what we do. It's the mechanism in which by we correspond and live. It allows us to take, the wealth of that paper to be able to be exchanged for things you are ordering for or on. See, we get all greedy about money. I'd like to be a millionaire. I would like to be a millionaire. I would spend most of my time, not all of it, trying to develop technologies that we could use from free energy sources, or energy, not free energy per se, but accessible energy without the power company. You know, when we're looking at today, having ourselves being dependent on a system, in my humblest opinion, is insanity. Total insanity. Because what winds up happening is the system starts to go bad, so does everything else it controls. You're better off being. A guy was talking to me today. He went to get a job in Montreal, Montreal, and he lost two jobs because he refused to get injected. That's discrimination. In Canada, that should not even be in the dictionary. But here we are. Here we are. So I told him, become autonomous. Start your own business. I think I'm getting hit with an energy weapon. You know, start your own business. Start your own enterprise. You don't need a license to have an enterprise. Start selling stuff. Form a barter and exchange. If you get big enough, then go get a tax number if you want to. But the way I look at it, why give the government any taxes when all they're doing is taking the tax dollars and weaponizing that money to kill us? See, this is something that you need to understand. If we're supporting a government that's supposed to be offering, you know, protection and a environment to a safe and working environment, and they're turning around and violating our entitlements, they're violating our freedoms and our choices, they're violating our right to our belief systems and our ideologies, then what do we have? Do we have a government? Or do we have something else, a police state? Something to think about, you think? I had to take a break there. I had to go get something to drink because I was getting dry. I can't figure out why. It's like all of a sudden my throat got all phlegmy. Are you kidding? So I figured I was getting hit, so I figured I'd go get some carbonated water with some minerals and whatever and drank it down. I'm feeling, I'm all ready to go. Anyway, you know, we're in a situation here with these government officials and all this agenda going on, and then we're paying taxes and we're supporting a system that's taking our resources to take us out. Imagine this. I mean, does this make any sense to anybody? That we are paying a government agency money from our pocket that we've worked for, and they're turning around and taking that money that we're giving them, and they're weaponizing that money to assault the general population. Now, all the money, now you think about this just in these terms. United States and Canada pay about 35% in taxes. When you figure sales tax, and you figure your, probably more than 35%, but let's say 40%. It's probably closer to 40%. When you figure the taxes you're paying on your wages, the taxes you're paying at whenever you buy anything. Now in Canada, you got to remember, we have a 13% sales tax. We're being taxed about 33% on our wages, if not more. So that works out to about 46% tax. Your money is only worth 46% less than the true value. In other words, if you get a dollar and you're giving 46% or 46 cents out of every dollar you're making, that means you only have about 54 cents of actual spending money out of that dollar. Imagine that. That's what you're working for. You're almost working at giving half your wages right now to the governments of your respective countries and provinces. And what we have running these provinces and states and territories throughout the world are half-wits who are weaponizing government to kill their citizenship. Does this make any sense to anybody? That we would support such an institution. So my encouragement is to develop your own autonomy. Start having your own business underground. And then proceed to do whatever you see fit with that money. You want to pay your tax? Pay your tax. If you don't, you won't. It's that simple. If you're not going to, don't pay. If everybody had the mindset to quit being brainwashed and quit being controlled. Because the very first thing you're going to get, well, they're going to come after me. They're going to come after me. Well, they'd have to come after the whole country, wouldn't they? If the whole country said, F you. Wouldn't they? Imagine if you earned, every dollar you earned was worth 100 pennies. $1 equals 100 pennies. So if you have $1, instead of giving 46% or 46 cents out of every dollar to the government, that stayed with you. Wow. Wow. You make $500 a week, you bring home $500 a week. You don't get taxed 33%, 35% right off the top. Think about this. Think about this. That's $165 out of a $500 paycheck gone. Gone. You don't even see it. You worked the amount of hours you worked to make that $500, and when you get done paying that 35% tax, I'm reading that right. No, sorry, $175. $175 is taken from that $500, leaving you with about $325 actual dollars. Actual dollars. See, when you go get a loan from a bank, they are basing your money, your loan, on the gross amount. Which really makes no sense because you're not actually earning that money. That money is lost before you even see it. You don't even see that money. Now, a buddy of mine says that we have three different accounts that most people aren't aware of. And in those other accounts is where these tax dollars may wind up. If that's the case, we need to access those accounts and get that money back. That's where the true power is. Because then what happens is if you die, the respective government officials or the government systems get that money. I think Canada, the United States, has insurance on every citizen they have. So when they die, the government gets a payout. Does this make sense to anybody? That we are paying taxes to an institution that wants to use that tax dollar to kill its own people. Is that making sense to anybody? Most Americans don't even know that $1 trillion in taxes are collected every year, and that $1 trillion is sent to the crown, which in turn is turning around killing Americans. Talk about an oxymoron here. See, when I hear shit like this, I think, man, are you kidding? We are living in such a bizarro planet. This place has absolutely no basis of reality to it whatsoever. It is effed up. It's a complete, this is the bizarro world that's, when you read the Superman comic books that they talk about. See, they got the Superman in the real reality or in this parallel, and then you got bizarro Superman who has a bizarro planet. We're on that bizarro planet. I mean, again, going back to the UK, they're now going to stop the COVID, but they're going to do that too. But the government admits that the vaccines have damaged the natural immune systems of the double jab. Just like I said, you think about this. They have been propagating and perpetrating and promoting these injections so that you will hurry up and get injected. And then they tell you, which makes no sense to me on any level, why would anybody take this shit? It's not going to stop you from getting infected. It's not going to stop you from transmitting. So why in the bloody blazes would anybody in their right mind take these injections? Because you'd have to be mind controlled. I got two quotes from the article. We know that the vaccines do not stop infection or transmission of the virus. In fact, the report shows elsewhere that the vaccinated adults are now being infected at a much higher rate than the unvaccinated, because you have now the operating system inside of a person. That's why you only got about a year to live, because you will completely have exhausted the immune system's capacity to keep you alive. You ever see these superheroes, you know, they take the magic pill or they hit a magic button and now they're super strong and they're super fast and they're super dynamo and they're super, and before you know it, they're dead? Because in order to have that much power, you would have to be able to access every erg of energy in your body, which means you would burn out exponentially faster. That's what happens when people take steroids, anabolic steroids. Yeah, they look big, they look strong, but because they have forced their bodies to accelerate the processing of proteins and peptides in the body, it wears out the organs. So as it wears out the organs, what happens is you get all this dynamo Joe mojo, dun 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 da da, and then you're dead in about 10 years because you've exhausted your body's means of regeneration. You exhausted the organs that it would have had to purge out all these synthetic hormones that were never meant to be in the body. This is no different. You keep getting these injections and they keep on causing your body to be infected. What winds up happening is then your body goes into an overdrive mode all the time. And unless you're able to sustain that with what it needs, you just expire that much quicker. In the long term, people who take the vaccine will be far more vulnerable to any mutations in the spike protein that might come along, even if they have already been infected and recovered once or more than once. This is going to completely, repeatedly, on its own, assault, inflict, and infect the person who took these jabs. This is going to hyper-accelerate the immune system's functionality, and it's going to burn it out that much faster. When someone tells me, can your technology shut down the injection, I say no, can't. Once it's in the DNA, it's accessed you already. Doesn't take weeks, doesn't take days, it just takes moments. By the time they pulled that needle out of your arm and injected that solution, you have now been infected. That's all it takes. That's why I never understood why anybody would do this. Why I never understood that you already have it, just with natural immunity, you have a 99.56789% survival rate. Why would you take a technology that is has absolutely nothing valid to it? Doesn't stop infection or transmission. Why would you take this shit? Everyone says, well, you know, I'd lose my job. I lose my job. Your job worth your life? Money in the bank, is it worth your life? Is that house or car that you're driving or living in, is it worth your life? I'll let you deal with that. I'd rather be out in the bush anyway. Now, you know, everyone's talking about prepping and getting ready for the shutdown in Canada. Let me remind everybody about the shutdown and the preparation. Remember, this goes 3 months. You have to have at least a 5 month supply of stuff prepped. Because by the time they get things rolling again, it's going to take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks before it comes to your shelves again, if at all. You know, they have created and what they're going to bring back, I'm going to tell you what they're going to bring back. They ain't going to bring back meat. They're going to bring back this lab-made shit that Bill Gates created. This veggie meat shit. Probably going to grow man boobs, make men more feminine with all the estrogens and every other xenoestrogens put in this shit. It's going to cause women to have breast cancers and cervical cancers and ovarian cancers. It may even create a sterility among both sides. That's what they're going to bring back. You may not see eggs anymore. You may see some egg knockoff that they created in the lab. You know, with all the people that they've killed, we should have more than enough food to feed the rest of the planet. Again, you know, get ready and be prepared in this regard. Get as much stuff that you can get that isn't perishable. Canned tuna, canned corned beef, canned mutton. If you can find canned chicken that's real chicken and not this byproduct shit that they throw in the can. There are very few companies that actually sell chicken chunks rather than some kind of paste. Get these proteins, canned milk. It has your vitamin A and vitamin D, which will protect your immune system. Powdered milk, powdered buttermilk, whey protein that's clean, no shit in it. Egg protein, clean, no shit in it, no excipients. Potato, powdered potato, again, no excipients, no shit in it, no soy, no titanium, no silica or silicon, none of that. And store it. Those dried goods I mentioned, you can turn them into a soup, to a broth. You can live on it if you had to. So if you got enough food, great. If you don't, these are some of the simple things you might want to look at to have on hand. Get your canned carrots, canned celery root, canned beets, onions, olives, stuff like that. Corn and pea I wouldn't suggest because of the genetics in these vegetables. Learn to grow your own stuff indoors. Have a greenhouse because the food supply is going to get thin as the years go on. I was listening to something today in Ontario. The guy's going to Maple Lodge Farm to pick up chickens. And they had slaughtered these chickens because of some bullshit fantasy. I got pissed off. You know, I have no problem killing an animal as long as I'm going to eat the animal. In other words, if I go deer hunting, I'm not going deer hunting just to get the horns. I'm going deer hunting to get that whole deer. I want to be able to live off that meat for a year if I had to. Kill for the sake of killing an animal, I that is my opinion, you know, not a good idea. It just makes me a little ticked. Well, and to kill for trophy, that's another one. That's something that the Royals did. The Royals went down to Africa after they told everybody they're going to ban hunting lions and rhinoceroses because they're extinct and we need to preserve the land, blah-dee-dee, and they went out hunting these animals. Effing hypocrites. So when I'm telling you that, you know, when I saw they kind of annoyed me, it's an understatement. I told my buddy these people need to be, well, I won't tell you what I wrote. It was very strong Canadian language. Hunting for meat or hunting for survival is one thing, but to kill, and they were killing these chickens for no reason. No reason. Except some made up mind control bullshit just to make the food supply in Ontario shorter, making so that we will now pay a dear premium for having to wanting to eat meat or chicken or fish. My advice to you is either raise your own goats, your own sheep, your own chickens, your own ducks, or find a farmer, group of you create a co-op, and everyone pays that farmer to raise the livestock, so at the end of the year you have what you want. Bypass the grocery stores. They're nothing but a controlled mechanism of the consensus that's running the show now. Imagine everyone could go into Costco, told Costco to F off. You know, I want meat, not this shit you're calling meat. I want real cheese, not this shit you're calling cheese. So this is real, you're right, real. I want my money for my membership, you can kiss my Mediterranean ass. I'm going to go see a farmer. Something you need to think about. Have code words with the farmer so that they know who you are. So that if somebody comes along and pretends they want to buy something, everyone's got a coded number or name that the farmer can look up. Because then he knows he's dealing with whoever. These are things you want to engage and enact as security. And if you're going to see a farmer, leave that fucking cell phone home. Don't allow yourself to be tracked to that farmer. If you must have that bloody thing, keep it at home when you're going out. Learn to live without the tech. It's bad enough you have it. Pretty soon you'll be wearing it permanently in your skin. That's where this is going. So, if you are going to see a farmer, that tech stays home, or you wind up jeopardizing your food supply. Because the AI will monitor where you're traveling. And if you're going there regularly, it's going to know there's something there, and it will look it up and find whoever that is. We're not in the age of privacy any longer, nor are we in the age of security any longer. You have no security on the internet, and you have no security on your phone, and you have no security on your iPad. If you think you do, you're dreaming. Hell, if you think you do, you need to share your alcohol with me. Send me that bottle of brandy so I can be on the same frequency you're on. Deluded. All right, I think I'm out of time. I'm getting there. Okay, so I'm going to wind it down. I left something there on nanopores. Let me reiterate something real quick. Don't allow your guard to go down. These ploys that they're putting out there, they're going to relax the regulations. They know damn well they have to relax them because people are getting overly fed up and they're scared they're going to wind up in a dumpster. You know what would crack me up is that Bonnie person out west in BC wound up in a dumpster. People threw her ass in the dumpster and threw the lid down and just shut the door. She'd shit, wouldn't she? How about Ford? I think you need a crane to get him in a dumpster, but if you got him in there and shut the lid, you think he'd shit a little bit. Now, you know the Prime Minister, if that happened to him, he'd squeal like a baby. You know that. So, you know, just put him in the closet. Lock the door. Let me out! Imagine that. I got these thoughts in my head. Now, if I've got these thoughts in my head, how many more people have the same thoughts? How many people are actually thinking the same thing because they're so pissed off at what's going on? Because some of them have lost loved ones in this ordeal, this bullshit, all for nothing. Something to think about. All right. At the end of these shows, I always, you know, suggest and recommend that you read the Gospels. Nothing's changed. Read them. Read the Gospels, read what Jesus has to say, Read the letters. Read how the church got, how it evolved, how it grew. Read the book of Revelations. Get to understand the playbook that they're using. This is the playbook that they're using. You might want to read what Christ had to say. Just a thought. Especially when it comes to Revelations. Alrighty, I always say at the end of these shows as well. Oh, I almost forgot. My mind jumped to another thing. At the top of the page, there are people there who are also active in helping people. I encourage you to support them any way you can financially. Anybody you want, choose. You want to support more than one, choose. You want to support one. If you can't support anybody because you've lost your job over this bullshit, then don't worry about that. Forget it. Don't worry about it. What you can do, though, is you can share this video or this audio with anybody in your network or outside your network. Share it with your friends and family. Some of them will listen, some of them won't. And this will, you know, help everybody at least have the opportunity to hear and see what's going on with this biotech and this genetic engineered nanotechnology, so they could be at least aware that what's causing their health issues. Something that you'll help them out with. All right. As I always say on the end of these shows, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.